Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to hour two of the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. With me, as always, my lovable and faithful companion, Mr. Timmy Lassie Dennis.
Aw.
How are you, Tim?
Doing well.
Good. You enjoying the interview so far?
I am.
Getting a little spooked out by what Peter James is sharing with us here?
A little bit.
I don't blame you, especially because we're going to be going out to the Queen Mary, as we mentioned. For people that are tuning into the show, we're talking to Peter James. He's a psychic. He's a medium. He's a paranormal investigator. He's been working with the Queen Mary for quite a number of years. He has some amazing footage and things coming out in two DVDs. One DVD is going to be out in November. It's Ghost Encounters. And then the other one, which will be out in about a week, Peter said, is Peter James and the Ghosts of the Queen Mary. You can get information on those at peterjamesinvestigations.com. There will be links up for that to order. I guess Peter said you can go to the Amazon.com website and check it out there. Now, before we went to the break, at the top of the hour here, we were talking about the different ghost hunting techniques out there. And, I guess the one question I want to ask before we get going is, I know you were saying if you are frightened by this type of thing, you're in the wrong field and you shouldn't be doing it. But what are your takes on the people that are aggressive about the way that they're asking for the spirits to show themselves? Are the spirits getting irritated by that, or?
I don't think so. I think if one is too aggressive or overly aggressive, the ghosts will respond accordingly. In other words, if the ghosts feel uncomfortable, they'll let you know that you're invading their space. Otherwise, because like people, most ghosts are friendly. Seemingly, they're eager to communicate. But the problem is that most ghost researchers don't communicate. They simply walk in and start sprinkling and spraying and all kinds of things that they do unnecessarily. Making sense?
Sure. But do you feel the ghosts will just, if you're irritating, they'll just not perform and walk away? They don't need to deal with your crap,
yes,
kind of thing? So they're just like a human, right? Hey, don't tell me what to do and challenge me.
Exactly. Or they will do something to challenge you in a rather subtle way to a possible active way, ranging from friendly to violent, just like people. People are friendly. They have friendly personalities. They have violent personalities. They have aggressive personalities. And they respond accordingly.
Peter, Tim, my co-host here, has a question for you. I'm going to turn it over to Tim real quick.
Okay.
Well, I'm intrigued, Mr. James. You were mentioning on the Queen Mary that you can get these ghosts to be audible, to actually speak to them. I'm sure you've heard of James Randi's Million Dollar Paranormal Challenge.
I have.
Okay. I'm wondering if you have any interest in taking that challenge and bringing his group aboard the Queen Mary, or to any location for that matter.
I wouldn't waste my time.
Okay.
Because, for one thing, this is my response to that. To the believer, no explanation is necessary. And to the non-believer, no explanation is possible. So I wouldn't waste my time.
Do you believe that Mr. Randi would never, I mean, even if the evidence were as plain as day, do you not believe he would be rational enough to say, you know what,
yes,
you got me?
I truly believe that if my talking ghost, Jackie, heard by scores of people over the years, he, and if he was on the Queen Mary, heard her talk, he would deny it. saying that that there's a tape recorder or there's a child somewhere hiding. So regarding the great so-called Randy, I wouldn't waste my time. Furthermore, they wouldn't have a job as a debunker if they became believers.
That's understandable. But do you feel, though, you know, most of their stuff, they want to do it in a scientific environment, and a lot of psychics and mediums seem to not want to take the challenge because they feel they don't have to prove anything to him or to anybody else. And
it's
I've heard comments like yours of, you know, you're never gonna turn a skeptic anyway. But you know, I'm just curious because I do understand, and I hope you can too. And this isn't meant in any derogatory way, but a lot of times that comes off just sounding like an excuse to not take the challenge.
It
sounds like, again, I'm not calling you out at it. I'm just saying,
no, Dave, sure. I don't have to worry about a challenge with my years of my reputation.
Sure.
That has been credible and verifiable. But getting back to debunkers, I lost my train of thought.
No problem. Yeah, well, we were talking about how no matter how hard you try to get a debunker to believe, right?
This is my thought. They try to prove it scientifically, and it's not scientific, in my opinion, and respectfully to the scientific approach. There are no machines of measure, scientifically speaking, because scientists try to measure something that is physical, and ghosts are not physical, even though they can create physicality, if you will.
But aren't ghosts energy, and can't you measure energy?
Yes, but do you know something that can measure it?
No, I'm just asking.
No.
We're trying to get an Etch-a-Sketch to somehow prove ghosts exist, and it's just not working for us.
the only way that I can prove, with my little way of proving that ghosts exist, example, on the Queen Mary, I've been able to identify over 100 ghosts that have verifiable records or documents, either being passengers or servicemen and women. So everything that I identify has been verifiable. Some people will go on the Queen Mary and say, "Well, there's a lady here who has a red dress on, and her name is Mary." Well, there's no record. There's no history of Mary being there. So in that sense, everything that I do has been verifiable. That's the difference.
You know, I'm curious. Can you tell me this, Peter? Do the spirits, they can communicate with you, they can talk with you. Can the little girl see the other spirits on the ship? Can the other spirits see each other?
Absolutely, yes. And they do interact.
Okay. So they'll still talk and hang out and,
of course,
and play and do everything that they would normally do in life.
Precisely.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was always curious about that because I didn't know if ghosts can, you know, especially if they're from different time eras, if they're in different slots of time, if you will, trapped on these ships.
Mm-hmm.
With the people that you talk to, with the spirits that you talk to as you go along, now, you know, I can understand, okay, the Queen Mary is a beautiful luxury liner. It's mm-hmm. a giant floating palace. I can understand a spirit wanting to stay there. Mm-hmm. Now let's go to Alcatraz. You're doing investigations of a creepy, cold, metal, concrete building.
Yes, it's a dark, dank place. And by the way, next Halloween, 2007, we're doing Peter James Live on Alcatraz.
Awesome. That'll be great to watch, sure.
The difference of the ghost, the nature of the criminal mind, I mean, that was America's incorrigibles were housed there.
Right.
And there are about 100 ghosts there, but they're all very, very aggressive and very violent. And I spent 2 nights on the rock.
Right.
But why they're there? Because it was a place that they lived for a number of years, and it was their home. So when you die, I don't believe that they're aware of where their homes are. Make sense?
So they don't get. You don't think that they're. I would think that once they've passed on, they would want to go anywhere but be in prison.
Yes, but for some reason, ghosts, as I say, to reiterate a point. Ghosts are territorial. They remain where they die. take the World Trade Center again.
Right.
Why aren't those people in their homes? Why are they there in the World Trade Center area? Make
right.
sense?
Sure. Now, have you been to the World Trade Center? Yeah. Have you been to the World Trade Center area?
I have
since
not.
Then? Okay.
But that's on my list.
Now, are you ever worried with that type of emotion and energy and the overwhelming amount of people that were murdered at that site, are you ever concerned for your own mentality to deal with that much negative emotion and pain?
I don't think that when they do finalize these structures and they're all rebuilt, I don't think that the majority of the people that will rehouse the offices and whatnot will be aware of the ghost activity.
Okay.
Very, very unlikely.
Well, no, I mean for you, though. When you go there, you can see
them.
Oh,
yes. I would probably find it overwhelming.
Okay. Well, that's what I was curious about, is so many of these things. Now, can they affect us? Can a spirit affect, if it was an angry spirit, can its anger now affect me? If I was in an, maybe all of a sudden I'm agitated and irritated, would that be, that wouldn't happen?
No.
Okay. Now, do you believe in walk-ins where spirits can take over?
I do not.
Okay.
Now, here, let me clear the air about that.
Sure.
Because every spirit, every ghost has a consciousness, okay? And they believe they're alive. And in physical form, do you consciously feel like, I want to walk into Tim's body, for example?
No, not even
okay.
in an unconscious form.
As in life, as in, no, or Tim or anybody, I mean, that's just an example.
I know,
so,
I'm just kidding.
Once again, on the premise of as in life, so in death. So when you're dead and in ghost form, having the same consciousness, believing that you're still alive, why would you entertain thoughts of entering someone else's body? Think about it. You know, these are all thought-provoking comments. And I talk about this in my lectures and in my book, Heaven Can Hear Me.
And now is your book out yet?
It will be early 2007.
Okay, so people will be able to pick it up. And again, there'll be links for it on your website. We'll definitely have to have you back when the book is out as well, and we'll talk to you about that.
But this is an area where people think of possession, which I don't believe in. I don't believe it's possible. Possession, in my opinion, is nothing more than escalating hysteria. If someone believes they're possessed, then so be it. But in reality, I don't believe they are. But I do not believe that a ghost can walk into someone's body. Very, very unlikely.
So many so-called experts in the field believe that that domestic disputes at home can be attributed to spirits that are in the house because they like to get you agitated to live off the energy. What are your feelings on something like that?
Well. Okay. Let's look at that in physical form.
Okay.
If a husband and wife had a brother-in-law or a mother-in-law living with them, and the mother-in-law interfered in their business, wouldn't that aggravate you?
Sure.
Okay. As in life, so in death. But would a ghost aggravate you just by their mere presence? No.
You don't believe that they're mucking with your energy to piss you off so that way you can do
old,
it?
Okay. That's old school.
Right, and that's why I'm trying to get these answers out for people that are trying to understand newer philosophies on this.
Old school. It's all antiquated information that was given to us eons ago, and sadly, people continue using and believing the same old tired stuff.
All right. Now, being a psychic and a medium, that you know, with what you do, now you can see the spirits that are earthbound. Being a medium, now, from our understanding, is dealing with spirits that have crossed over or gone to heaven or hell or wherever the next plane of existence is.
Heaven or hell are all mythical places, and once again, we're dealing with dogma.
Sure.
But I believe that when we die, we're all earthbound because we're earthlings.
All right. So you don't believe that there's a going to be an end of our planet, an end of life as we currently know it, because it's just this is just what we are, and this is how we'll continue.
But that's according to whose prediction or whose knowledge?
Sure. Well, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are on it. I mean, if we're always earthbound because we're earthlings, will we always exist here?
I would hope so.
Okay.
But see, once again, people say, you know, I believe respectfully that religion was created by man to control man. Therefore, if you're a do-gooder in life, then you'll be rewarded and go to heaven and exist happily ever after. However, contrary to that, if you do bad, then you're going to suffer the consequences of that and shovel coal in hell. Now, people see themselves in physical form shoveling coal, but if there was a place such as hell, what would you feel without the physical body? How could you possibly feel burning in hell? It's the same thing with the 72 virgins. If you sacrifice your life with what's going on today, you'll be rewarded with 72 virgins. But the virgins, if it were true at all, thought-provoking, do not have physical bodies, nor will the perpetrator have one. So what enjoyment could they have? Make sense?
Sure. Now, do you believe the spirits, though, as a medium, you know, so many of us are told that the spirits of our loved ones are always with us. And you say most of them are tied to the area that they love most. Do you believe that they're tied to people as well?
They are with us if they were with us in life.
Now, would you have to see, like, if say, my sister who passed away, if she was here with me, or Tim's brother who had passed away, would you need to physically be here to see them with us?
Yes. It
or do they make themselves known to you wherever you are?
I have done some phone readings, if you will, and I was able to feel departed ones vibrationally. But it's easier and more effective if I'm on the spot where they died. Example, those that, there was one well-known psychic, and I won't mention his name, but I applaud his success, but on his television show, he would say, I'm getting an M, who does it belong to? And someone would say, oh, that's my mother Mary. And he'd say, yes, Mary's with me, but it is unlikely to have a ghost, a bus full of ghosts, go to a TV studio at random and start talking to their living relatives.
So you don't believe that they're just hanging out with the relatives at all times?
No.
Or that they can pop in and out?
They pop in and out. If your grandmother was with you and living with you most of her life, then it is likely that she would share some of the time with you in death.
So you don't believe, like, my sister would be with me now, she'd probably still be in Wisconsin where she passed away?
Probably so, or she'd have the ability to visit you periodically, but unlikely that she'd be with you all the time.
It's unlikely. Do you get, I mean, is that something, and I'm not trying to get you to do a reading for Tim or I, but I mean, is that something, do you get a feeling of those energies around Tim or I? I mean, how, you know, that's something we're always looking for in life, is we want that reassurance that the loved ones have come into our, you know, and are with us.
Yes, of course, because that always, it's reassuring. And it also helps with closure.
Okay.
But I do feel a female around you, but not as often as you would like her to be or feel that she is with you that often.
Female, though, I mean, is it an aunt, a sister, a grandmother? I mean, are you able to determine that kind
of? I don't know, it was some. I would say someone. Someone fairly young.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure. Yeah, well, that's what I'm... You know, I mean, that's part of what the whole death experience and where my fear comes from is not knowing where they, you know, where we go, what we end up, you know. I mean, I would like to think that there's more to this.
No one knows that.
Right.
No. So everybody feels that they have all the answers, and quite candidly, I don't have all the answers with my many years of experience.
Sure.
I don't have it because, like I said, no one has died to come back and say, oh, you know what, Dave, this is where we go. I believe in the continuity of life after death, and there is life after death, but where that is, I believe it's right here within the realities of other dimensions.
All right. Well, that's a good thought to end on for right now. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is Mr. Peter James. We'll be back to talk to him more about his investigations and more about the paranormal and psychic world right after this.
Once you have seen Dave and Tim in the light, you'll understand why we must return to the darkness on the edge of town. Stay tuned. There is more to come.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com. Serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Do you hear loud moans and banging on your walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my winky. The donga needs food.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town paranormal radio show, and welcome to October. Again, you've got Halloween coming up right around the corner here, so make sure that you get the kiddies out there with some nice reflective clothing. Be careful. Be safe out trick-or-treating. Make sure to go out with your kids. Share the experience. It's something that you're going to wish you would have done more of and you wouldn't have missed out on. As a lot of the psychics and mediums that we've had on the show that have come before us and told us, you know, make time for your family now. Enjoy the life you have with them now so that you don't need them to make the connection for you after they pass away. And I only mention that because we've, you know, watching the reports and the deaths that happen every day, sometimes we take for granted the things that mean the most to us, and then we only want to make the connection and the apologies and the love afterwards. Let's take care of it and get it done today. And now I'm off my soapbox. Aww. Welcome back to the show. Our guest this evening is psychic, medium, and paranormal investigator, Mr. Peter James. Thank you very much for joining us again, Mr. James.
It's my pleasure, Dave. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Now, we've got... I want to start getting into some of the other type of investigations that you've done. Now, you said that the Queen Mary, you feel, is one of the most haunted places that you've been to, right?
It is, in my opinion, the most, not one of, but the most haunted place in the world. And I have investigated places around the globe, literally.
All right. Where would you say is the... a secondary place, but that would be filled with more of the... what's the word I'm looking for here, Tim? More of the, you know, of the wandering spirits. I mean, is there another place where they're just kind of in disarray and
well, they're all over? I would guess that perhaps many of the battlegrounds during the Civil War and other wars throughout the world. I would say there places like Alcatraz or are quite haunted, but they pale in comparison to the Queen Mary.
Now, where you've been hit and struck and scratched and burned, what do you do? What is Peter James's approach when these attacks happen?
I react and respond accordingly. Of course, I get a little irritated. I'm sure. Never frightened. I'm always unnerved. And I simply say, stop. Now, I was burned and scratched during the Heartland ghost investigation.
Right.
So that was quite unnerving, but I wasn't afraid.
Now, why don't we fill people in on that investigation? It was an episode of sightings, and because of all the crazy paranormal stuff that happened, they actually ended up making a sightings movie where they talked about what had happened during the filming of that show and during the reenactments and such, correct?
Yes, and there was a recent reenactment done about a month ago on the Discovery Channel.
Right, Hauntings?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
which I
saw that.
Care for, by the way.
Right. Yeah, we just saw that.
I don't care for that show because they do exorcisms and all that sort of bunk, which I don't believe is necessary.
Okay.
But when I was with Sightings did 16 segments of that particular haunting because it was so extraordinary, and I did 6 of the 16. I was the one that was able to identify Sally by name, gender, and her burial ground, all verifiable. And I witnessed some extraordinary stuff. For example, my first time there with the cameras rolling,
And this is the Sally house that you're referring to, correct?
Sally house.
All right.
When I went upstairs in the nursery, the husband and wife had a 15-month-old baby boy. They had a crib for the baby boy and a crib for Sally. They would buy a toy for Sally, wrap it in a box with a ribbon, put it in her crib, go downstairs, come up an hour later, and that toy would be on the floor. Now, so cameras are rolling. My first time in the nursery, I sat on the floor, picked up the teddy bear, and said, Sally, which is your favorite toy, the dolly, the teddy bear, or the rocking horse? And she immediately scratched on the man's abdomen, the letters D-O-L-Y. Even though she spelled it wrong as a child would, this was phenomenally extraordinary stuff.
Wow. Now, what was the... She would do all these striking out and everything. Why do you feel she was so angry?
I don't believe it was Sally. I believe it was her mother. If you see the movie, the mother was the mistress of the doctor that owned the house.
Right.
So he fathered Sally.
So you don't believe it's actually Sally haunting the house. You believe it's the mother?
No, I believe it's the mother, and there are two ghosts. One is Sally the child, and the other is the adult female who was the mistress of the home. And if I can be blunt here, the man of the house would share with us, even in the movie, that when his wife got out of bed in the morning, he would feel some kind of a sexual arousal from this adult female, which is quite common,
sure,
by the way.
To be sexually aroused by ghosts?
Yes. Ghost molestation is quite common.
Really?
I've investigated a number of homes with women in particular talk about penetration. They talk about feeling all sorts of things with sexual overtones. And the man in the house in the Heartland Ghost said almost every morning he would feel, if I can be so blunt, something to the point of almost orgasm.
Wow.
Fact.
Okay.
Okay? And this is also in the movie, so it's nothing new that I'm sharing.
Sure. Wow, that's amazing.
But
so
how they do this is beyond me because they don't have physical bodies. So I don't know how they do it.
Well, shifting the energies, yeah. I don't. Boy, that's crazy.
Yes.
Well, but how are they scratching you? How are they hitting you?
I have no idea.
I mean, there's got to be something there, right?
So no one knows because no one has ever forewarned. Like when she burned me and scratched me, it just happens.
But now you said that you believe it was Sally because she misspelled Dolly. That
yes,
scratched
because,
it on his belly.
Yes,
why because, do you feel she would do that instead of just grab the dolly or do, why would she hurt somebody?
Because this was her way, because she didn't make any audible sounds or any audible communication. So she chose to scratch and spell the the word Dolly, even though she spelled it wrong.
Right.
But she did, however, give you a hug. Every person in that, there must have been about 15 of us, a crew of cameramen and sound men, and every one of us was hugged by Sally.
Wow. Now, how about the woman? Did she make audible sounds to you?
No, the woman did not make audible sounds to me, but I believe that she scratched me, and I believe she burned my face. And
wow.
She scratched the man in the house, I mean, really, really violently.
Right, that was across the back and the stomach, wasn't it? She,
the back,
when they were like
stomach,
filming in the room?
Right.
Face.
I mean, this is really brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal.
They actually stuff. Caught footage with his shirt up of the scratches appearing, didn't they?
Yes, that was
yeah,
when I got there.
Insane. Wow. Yeah. All right, so the Sally house was definitely haunted. Now, is that still a residence? Or are people still living there?
To my knowledge, the home has to be about 145 years old in Atchison, Kansas, and it still is active, to my understanding, but they moved out about 5 years ago or more.
Okay. All right, so but you've never been invited back to check out, see what's going on
I've
there
been
currently?
Invited back, but I never went back.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know why? Because now it's a psychic circus.
Oh, sure.
Every paranormal researcher is there, and they're making their rounds, which I respect. But I've done that, been there, so I move on.
Now, were you ever called in to check out the Amityville Horror House?
I was not, because that's a farce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. How so? Explain it to me. I'm curious.
Well, because according to the movie, they talked about demonic possession. It was the devil, and rather than... when you think in terms of six people being shot to death with a shotgun,
right.
I would think that they would focus on those ghosts, but they did not focus on those victims that were shot. They focused on the devil and the flies and the exorcisms and all that, because that was Hollywood.
Well, right, the Hollywood version, and even the people involved in it, the Lutzes and the Warrens, have said that
yes.
A lot of
well,
it was over-glamorized in Hollywood, and that wasn't what happened.
The Lutz had said it was all a farce to get attention.
Wow, okay. I thought when George passed away not too long ago, he was still contending that it was the majority of it was true. It was just all the over-stuff they did for the movie that they
well,
didn't agree
yes.
with either.
If it's true, there has been no depiction of the actual victims that were shot to death. It's all about the demonic possession or possession of a house.
Okay. All right, so you have never been called into there.
No.
Where are some of the... Now, you said Alcatraz is pretty haunted. How many spirits do you think are there?
100.
100 of them. Okay.
At least.
And now, have they accosted you there?
I was pushed there. I felt part of my bedding being pulled down on from me one night. On my first night there, but nothing violent, no, to me personally, no.
So now you're spending the night in Alcatraz, one of the creepiest, darkest, dankest places on the earth.
Yes.
How now, Peter, and I, you know, I don't mean any disrespect, but how do you not be a little afraid of that? I mean, it's got to be an awkward, weird feeling, especially seeing and sensing these angry spirits there.
Well, you know, I'm always prepared to expect the unexpected, but remember, this is my life. This is my profession. This is my career.
Sure.
If I was afraid to be somewhere, then, like I said earlier, I'd be in the wrong business. And thus far, nothing's happened that has been so frightening to me that I would be reluctant to go anyplace. So I was very calm about it. And as in all of my television productions or involvement, you see me as being very calm.
Right,
I
definitely.
I never sensationalize. I never go, ooh, and ah, it's dark here, because one has to be or should be very matter-of-fact about doing a ghost investigation, unlike some of the shows you see now where they run and let's get out of here, it's dark, which is, to me, they're in the wrong business.
I think Tim has a question for you here.
Yeah.
Peter, did you ever run into any famous or infamous criminals when you were in Alcatraz, like the Birdman of Alcatraz?
He didn't die there.
So, okay, because some people, mediums and psychics claim to be able to receive his spirit, so to speak, in Alcatraz, but you didn't feel his presence there?
No, I did not. I felt the others that died there in 1946.
Okay.
For example, Al Capone didn't die there.
Right, right.
The Birdman didn't die there. So they're not there, but the ones that, if you saw my sightings piece, remember now, I had no prior knowledge of that particular incident. The only knowledge I have had of Alcatraz was that of what the general public had about Al Capone and the Birdman, and
Clint Eastwood digging a hole through the wall, right?
Oh, no.
Right. No, not those.
Okay.
No.
Now, so you didn't get any of that feeling from it. Have you bumped into famous spirits while you've been out investigating?
Yes, in the Hotel Roosevelt. When I did, I was their in-house psychic for 2 years, and I have a lot of footage from a number of shows done with Room 928 with Montgomery Clift. And we had an interactive conversation, not as audible, but more visual with things moving, more evidential physicality of things moving, water faucets turning off and on, and lamps turning off and on, that sort of thing.
All right. And now when you talked to Montgomery Clift, or you were making the connection with him, was he doing those things to show you that he was there? Were you seeing him turn the faucets on and off, or was it something else just going on?
I think it was a combination, because when he was aware of my presence, he sat on the bed, and then he started talking to me. Then he moved away and went to the bathroom, and he showed me where he tried to flash his wrist a couple of times. So that was like residual energy.
Sure.
It was residual and active.
Now, wasn't Marilyn Monroe supposedly at the Roosevelt as well?
No, not at all.
Okay. I thought there was a famous female that's known to haunt the Roosevelt.
Not Marilyn Monroe, no.
Okay.
Not true.
Do you know who it was? Who's the famous female that's supposed to be there?
Or
is it supposed to be her, but you're just saying it isn't her?
No.
Okay.
She might visit the hotel.
Right, because I thought they've said they've caught her photograph or her reflection in a
not
mirror.
So. That story is so blown out of proportion.
Okay.
On the lower level of the hotel,
right.
there's a huge floor-to-ceiling mirror that hung in Marilyn Monroe's suite during her stay there of the 50s. But also, there's a great big picture of Marilyn hanging on the other side of the wall. And when you look in the mirror, the reflection of the picture, of the photograph, you can see in the mirror.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Sure.
So the whole thing was truly misconstrued. It's not true.
Now, are there any of these, and you don't have to name them unless you'd like to, but I mean, are there any of these medium, like James Von Prague's, Sylvia Brown's, John Edward, Char Margolis, are there any of these people that you've been, I mean, are you out on investigations with any of these famous people at any point? And are there times you just think to yourself, what the hell are you seeing? Is that ever one of those situations?
All those that you mentioned, I applaud their success, but all of them are still dealing with it in old-school manner. For example, Sylvia Brown, still respectfully, by the way,
right,
will say, well, if there's a ghost in your house, just get a crucifix. Now, that's dogma.
Right.
Or sprinkle salt around the door, or sprinkle vinegar. I mean, come on.
But when they're making communication with people that have crossed over, and they're giving words and things that there's no way anybody could know. I mean, what's your take on something like that? I understand that a lot of the how to get rid of the ghosts is old school, but
well,
do you believe that they're making the connections?
What they're doing is they're giving them a psychic reading.
And psychic reading, in your opinion, meaning they're picking out of the brain of the person they're reading?
No, they're picking up vibrations about the individual. I can do that, but not necessarily. I could tune into you psychically, if you will, and say, well, your mother is talking to me, but meanwhile, I'm picking it up vibrationally about you.
Okay.
Or from you.
So you're not necessarily speaking to the deceased person. You're just picking up from my energy the things about me like that?
Exactly.
So then do you feel that they're actually making a connection with the dead person trying to pass on a message, or are they just picking up what I need out of?
I do not.
Okay.
I believe they're just giving you a psychic reading. Now, one other thing. Years ago, there was a book on hauntings in California. And speaking of Sylvia Brown, respectfully, there was a photograph of her in a haunted house brandishing a large crucifix. My point is, was she expecting a vampire? You get my point?
Sure.
In other words, why would someone want to use a crucifix when all you have to do is communicate?
Now, Tim has given me the same perplexed look, and I don't know if he's picking the same thing I am, but you keep referring to it as though they're doing a psychic reading, and unfortunately we don't have the dictionary for everybody's different definitions, but what exactly, again, I guess I'm not understanding fully, what exactly is a psychic reading to you then?
In other words, let's take James Van Praagh, respectfully. And he's saying, I'm getting a sense that your mother Mary is here, and she's telling me that, do you remember when she made the cookies for you and whatever? He's giving that person a psychic reading rather than is actually communicating with the mother.
But when they're able to give specifics of, oh, your grandmother or your mother's talking to me, Peter, and she's telling me, do you remember making the Christmas cookies that were in the shape of a Christmas tree and how you'd make fun of it because it looked more like
I do that
a banana?
All the time.
Okay, so but that's specifics. I mean, where are they pulling that information from then? You or from the spirit world?
In other words, when someone is psychic, they have the ability to know things about people intuitively. They see things, they hear things.
Okay, that's what I'm asking then. It's more like they're not getting it. They're more like picking my brain of these memories than they are getting it from the actual spirit.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got one last segment with Peter James. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our great guest this evening has been Mr. Peter James. We've got another segment about 15 minutes coming up. We'll do more with Mr. James right after this.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim shacking up in the darkness on the edge of town.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pipp at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resorts are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at rockyshoresresort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
Do you want to take charge of your life? We all have our demons we want to get rid of. This is Russ Clark. My Hypnosis CD series will help you take charge of your life and kick those demons out. Thousands of people have made personal improvements through the power of hypnosis. Your success is guaranteed by me, or I will refund 100% of your investment. To kick those demons or to add relaxation into your life, visit my website, www.powerhypnosis.net.
If you read Taxpayer Mag every month, You'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd and the creepy. Taxpayer Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
If you bleed from the ears while listening to Leo Sayer records, would it qualify as a paranormal experience? I thought so. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town. Ooh, that hurts.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest this evening is Mr. Peter James. He's a psychic, a medium. He's a paranormal investigator. He's got a brand new book that's going to be coming out in 2007. We'll get the name of that title again. I believe it's Heaven, Can You Hear Me? Is that right, Mr.
That's
James?
Correct,
okay,
yes.
Heaven, Can You Hear Me? That'll be coming out in early 2007. He's got a DVD coming out in about a week, which is called Peter James and the Ghosts of the Queen Mary. You can also get his other DVD, which will be coming out in November, called Ghost Encounters. Is it Ghost Encounters on the Queen Mary?
Yes.
Okay, and that's with Peter James. You can get that information by going to his website at peterjamesinvestigations.com.
Correct.
And Mr. James has been spending the evening here with us talking to us about his experiences with the paranormal, sharing his ideas and thoughts. Respectfully talking about other psychics and mediums and people that are out in the field doing these type of things. And we were discussing different forms of the paranormal investigations that have gone on. You made a lot of really great points that clue in with me, as we were just saying before the break. I've always kind of considered that maybe the psychics or mediums that were making the connections for us were more making the connection with us and our memory and energy of those things than they were actually speaking to the dead. So that's interesting that as a psychic and medium, you believe that that's what's going on as well.
Exactly.
Now, how about reincarnation? Do you have any thoughts or feelings on that at all?
Once again, things like reincarnation is debatable, and I used to believe in it, but it does not coincide with my current belief system. So it is possible, but unlikely. Now, people talk about past lives and past life regressions, but no one really knows what you were in a past life, if in fact the whole thing exists. Now, so I frown on past lives, and I frown on reincarnation because it's all hearsay, and this is something that people have tossed around for eons, but I choose not to believe it.
Okay, fair enough. Now, going forward, where are some places that you would recommend for people that are just getting into the field of the paranormal investigations that they really want to make these connections? Where are places that you feel are best for people to seek them out? I know you said usually a place where somebody dies, correct?
Well, yes, and usually they can start right in their own neighborhood.
Okay. All right. So they can start right there and try to make communication at the home and,
yes,
and go forward. Now,
exactly. But steer clear of cemeteries.
Will they find anything in a cemetery?
If someone died there, yes.
Okay. You don't feel that there's anything else going on there other than just
no,
unless somebody
not
else,
at all.
The caretaker dropped dead while he was shoveling
not
dirt.
At all.
Okay.
If the caretaker died, yes, possibly.
Okay. All right. So that would be about the extent of it. So those are the places to just start off with, our familiar places,
yes,
where you know a death took place,
yes,
and go forward. Now, when you see these people, do they appear to you? You know, if Grandpa Joe, fell into the fireplace when he died and burned up pretty badly, and then you're in the house, do you see him burned or do you see as he appeared
because
before the injury?
What burned was his physical vehicle,
right,
not his spirit form.
But they say so much of that is tied to us as a, you know, so many scars that we carry are mental.
That's all hearsay.
Okay. All right. I believe you.
It's
you see him,
school.
I don't.
It's old school.
Sure. Okay, so you see them as they were
as
in
they
life.
As they were just prior to death.
Okay. Now, how do you, what I'm curious about is when you do these investigations and you're with people, they don't tell you the backstory of it, but the people that are with you know the backstory of it.
Yes, they
how
do.
How do you know that you're not picking, psychically reading them and picking up what's going on? Because
usually when I do an investigation,
uh-huh,
I walk through with the camera first,
right,
and give my preliminary take, and then the people in the homes come out and say, "Hi, I'm Peter James, I'm there so-and-so," and then they start giving me verifiable information. But rule of thumb, I do it alone.
Okay, so the cameraman, you make sure that the people that are immediately surrounding you do not know.
Exactly.
Now, but if you go over there, and again, I'm just trying to get a handle for us and our understanding of this. If you're going over there, are you going over there separate from the people that know this? I mean, could you just inadvertently be picking it up from them?
I don't tune into anything except what I'm there for. I don't tune people around me. I tune into what's in the house or dwelling.
All right. Well, how do you know that for certain? If you well, you know if we're know picking it up certain. And it's a psychic certain. Vibration.
But right. This is what I say.
Okay.
I'll say, for example, I walk in and say, "Hi, I'm picking up the name of John," for example.
Okay.
And if someone is standing next to me, I'll say, "Can you identify with?" If they say yes or no, if they can't, like in some places, when we do a title search after the fact, there was in fact someone named John there, say 50 years ago,
sure.
unbeknownst to them.
Okay.
Get my point?
Sure, I get that. I'm not sure if I'm asking the right question here on it, but I guess is if you turn to the guy and say, "Yeah, do you know John?" And he said, "Yeah, you know, he was a prior owner here." Couldn't and you're saying that you're not tuning in on him, you're tuning in on what's in the house, but a lot of these psychics and mediums like John Edwards, Sylvia Brown, they claim that they're actually tuning into the spirit world as well.
But see, but there's a difference between the three and myself. They are not ghost researchers. They are psychics.
Okay.
I do ghost research exclusively.
Sure.
That's the difference.
But do you know where your abilities come from? What makes your abilities work?
I don't know. I would guess that they're innate.
Okay.
I don't know where my abilities came from.
But I mean, do you know the extent of the, you know, I mean, we don't really know. As you've said, there are no real answers. We don't really know because nobody's come back to give us these answers.
Right, exactly.
So you don't know if you're actually picking up on maybe the thoughts of somebody else in the room
no,
that knows it or
no,
around
no,
the area?
No. Let me clear the air.
Sure.
I know for a fact that I'm not picking up anyone's thoughts or vibrations. I'm not a mind reader. Okay?
Okay.
But when I go into a house that is allegedly haunted, I'm there specifically to fine-tune the nature of the anomalous activity. So I disregard any people in the home or house.
Now, can you hear them, though? So you're there to focus on this, but you can differentiate between what... I know you can see them, but I'm saying you said you're not able to tune in. Does that mean then you know that there's a buzz coming from Tim's head and a buzz coming from my head? You're turning that off, and this is what you're focusing on.
Exactly.
Okay. So you're aware what you are turning off. It's like a radio in one room, a TV in the other going on. You're turning those off so you can focus on what's going on. But
yes,
those vibrations are there. You're aware of them.
True, you're just not tuning into those. But the physical people that are there are not thinking, "I'm not going to let them know who's here." They're not thinking that.
No, I know that. But they're thinking, "Oh, I want them to make a connection with Amy or Julie, the ghost."
Of course.
That's what I'm worried is that that's where it's leaking out.
And if you've seen my stuff on TV.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you have to know that there's no way of knowing. Because I walk in cold and never giving any circumstances at all.
Right, but unfortunately, a lot of us aren't privy to that knowledge. Even though the announcer comes on and says, you know, the psychic was not told of any of the information beforehand. You know, we're all brought up to be skeptics.
Yes.
And we're automatically believing bull hockey. He was told, or somebody there knows, or it was leaked to him, or he read about it before he went in there.
Yes, but you know, you can fool some of the people some of the time and all the time. And incidentally, on one of the most haunted shows,
right.
One of the psychics was busted. Because
right.
He got caught in lying about something that he thought to be true.
It was a very most haunted type of show, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. Well, that's what, you know, I'm interested. One of the things that, you know, and hopefully you understand when I'm asking these, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to you, but even the TV show Haunting Evidence on Court TV, mm-hmm. They've come out and you know, they say at the beginning of that show that the psychics had no prior knowledge of these cases beforehand, and
yes.
It's actually a fact that half of them were Carla Baron, the psychic's cases. And she was aware of most of the facts
yes,
beforehand.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's why a lot of people are so skeptical with, well, what do we really see? And that's why I think so many of us want to experience for ourselves. We're intrigued and we watch Peter James walk around the Alcatraz and talk to these angry spirits and relate to us what's being said and what's going on. And we want that so bad for ourselves.
You know, I mean, once again, I, I can't make people believe that what I did or what I do is not rehearsed.
Oh, no, I'm not asking for that either. I was just trying to explain that that's where a lot of these, you know, I mean, I would like, you know, I like you, Peter. You're a great guy. I enjoy talking with you. I've enjoyed watching you on TV. You've been kind of an inspiration into the paranormal field for me. So doing this, it's all cool, but I can also understand from the other side why it's such a skeptical nature of this.
So can I. Why? Sure. Because there are a lot of wannabes out there.
Right.
There are a lot of charlatans out there. But I can assure you that my reputation has been and is impeccable.
Sure. No, and no doubt about that. I mean, it's been, you know, well documented. As you said, you've been able to walk through and do these things. You know, that's why I said it'd be so interesting to actually hang out with you at the Queen Mary, to have you go in and hear you have these spirits communicate with us so that it isn't just a TV trick or a, you know, lighting flaw or something that's making this appear to happen. That's what so many of us are begging for in the real world.
And
is true.
Let me just say, in regard to Queen Mary, I always advise people to wear diapers when they go to some of these areas in the Queen Mary.
Really?
Yes.
It is that intense, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Tim, we're buying some Depends.
Do they make them in my size?
I don't know. We'll have to put on a couple just in case. Because, I don't know, with all the people telling us we're so full of it, I think we're going to actually prove it that night, huh? Well, so going forward, all right, so we're going to do that. Now, for those of you that are just catching the end part here, make sure that you download the show. We're talking to our guest, Peter James, who's a psychic medium, paranormal investigator. You've seen him on any countless number of TV shows and specials about the paranormal.
All over the world.
That's right, and we're going to be going to the Queen Mary in January, January 14th, 15th, and 16th, returning on the 17th. We're going with members from the Ghost Hunters TV show, from Haunting Evidence, also from Dead Famous. And we're going to also be meeting up with Mr. Peter James, who's going to come out there, hopefully do a talk with us one night. Maybe we can even talk him into going in on a little mini investigation with us and see what we can find. And, you know, check out these events, and I promise we will tell you if one of us fills our diapers. So check out that information by going to our website at darknessradio.com/trips. And if you want more information about Peter James, you can go check out his website at peterjamesinvestigations.com. Now, that site is still under a little construction, Peter, is that right?
It should be up and running probably by next week, but you can preview it as we speak.
All right, so you can go there, and there are links there for how to communicate with you, how to you know, get your books when they're available, to get the DVDs when they're available.
All the information will be there in full in about a week, but you can preview it now.
Now, if people are having problems, Peter, and they're having a haunting at their home, are you available to go there and help?
If I can work it into my schedule, yes. And rule of thumb, I'm inundated with requests.
Okay, so that's what I was asking, is so people shouldn't be pounding you with their ghost stories and asking you to come out and clean their house for them. It's, you're kind of busy with what you have to do in your real world already.
I have no objections if they want to share some stories with me.
Sure. Okay. All right. And again, if you want all that information, you can check out the websites at Peter James Investigations. Peter, before we head out, we got about a minute left. What do you want to leave the listeners with to really understand what's going on in the world, the unseen world around us?
The best thing I can say is that in my opinion, everything dealing with ghosts evolves. Everything is new. Everything is different than the way we did it years ago. This is what I choose to do. That my approach is progressive, as all ghost research should be. Progressive.
Progressive. Well, that's great, and that's how we're going to all look forward to it, and hopefully we'll be ushering in a new enlightenment to ghost hunting. That's what part of our show is here. We're hopefully here to educate and entertain and enlighten people, and thankfully it's to guests like you, Mr. James, and I appreciate you joining us on the show this evening.
It's been my pleasure.
And spending your time with us here, and you know, love to have you back on the show in the future when the book hits. We'll talk more about your book and more about what's going on with that. We look forward to seeing you out at the Queen Mary event.
Good. And meanwhile, go to peterjamesinvestigations.com.
Will do. Thank you very much for joining us. And you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Make sure to tune in with us next week when we have Jason Hawes from the TV show Ghost Hunters joining us just before the kickoff of Season 3. Jason will be on hand to talk with us about the new season. They went over to Europe and filmed some amazing episodes, so give us a little insight on where they filmed and what they're going to be looking for this season. They're also going to talk to us about their new paranormal podcast radio show called Taps Para Radio. So you want to tune in for that. The second hour, we're going to have Ron Milioni, who is the techie for the Ghost Hunters TV show, helps him build and make specialized equipment for doing ghost hunting. And we're going to talk to Ron about that and also about his experiments that he's doing in trying to reinvent or recreate the actual Philadelphia experiment. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Make sure you tune in. Thank you very much for listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. From Dave and Tim, we look forward to having you back with us again next week.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Thank you.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.